Hello. Welcome to the Conflict Authority Podcast. This is a podcast about conflict, what it is, how it gets started, and the things that you can do to evolve greater control over the conflicts in your life. My name is Leo. I am your host. This is episode 18, where we will be discussing chapter 5 of Sun Tzu's The Art of War, Energy. This chapter starts out with Sun Tzu talking about organization. He makes a point that you can control a large force the same way that you would control a smaller force. It's just a matter of breaking them down into smaller groups and making sure that they understand the signs and signals that you would use to give them their orders. One of the things that he discusses is the types of attack, and he notes that there are indirect methods of attack, and direct methods of attack. Now in the C.C. Sai comic version of The Art of War, Brian Bruya translates indirect methods as surprise attack and direct methods as frontal attacks. Sun Tzu says a good commander uses a combination of direct and indirect methods, or frontal assaults and surprise assaults. And he notes that direct assaults get the attention of your adversary, and the surprise assaults, the surprise attacks, are what will gain you victory. Using combinations of direct and indirect methods of attack helps you create momentum among your forces. Good timing is what actually allows you to defeat your adversary. Knowing when to unleash your attack is just as important as having the forces to mount an attack. Control, knowledge, use of these combinations of methods of attack, and good timing will allow you to obscure your own actions and bait your adversary. Once you draw in your adversary, the only thing you have left to do is to unleash your forces. And with the combination of momentum and good organization, they become this unstoppable force that will roll right over the enemy. Giles translates it like this: the impact of your army may be like a grindstone dashed against an egg. Bruya translates it slightly different, but I think it's more to the point. You should attack the enemy like a stone smashing into an egg. For those of us who aren't at war, we can still take some lessons from this. First lesson is, frontal assaults will get you noticed, for better or for worse. The second lesson that we should take from this is, to achieve a victory in a conflict, we have to do something that our adversary doesn't see coming. So that can be an attack, but if we want to achieve a true victory in a conflict, we shouldn't do something that makes it worse. Befriending will probably be a more successful ploy in the long run than simple attack. If you have any specific questions or concerns that you would like me to address, follow me on Twitter at Leo Arbar, L-E-O-R-B-A-R, and we can strike up a conversation there. Thank you for listening.